culture, rest sometimes seems like the most frustrating thing because we all know that we need it. And so we'll conk down for as few hours as we need to, as we can at night, and think, man, if I could like work those hours, I would have so much more time and energy to do this or that or the other. But the reality is, like, you have to have rest. You've got to have emotional rest. You've got to have some kind of spiritual rest. You've got to have physical rest. Because if you don't take it, you're going to have major issues. And it's one of the biggest problems in our country. Our psychiatrist's office are full of people who just can't get the idea that they have to chill out. They have to rest sometimes. Now, there's a pendulum here. Because a lot of, let me be honest, a lot of the neighborhoods we had, I think the pendulum's kind of on the other side. They need to get to work. There are people everywhere in these neighborhoods. So there's a pendulum that says, hey, you need to work. God created the world and worked for 6 days, and on one day he rested. Some people have that mixed around and rest for 6 days and work for one day. It doesn't quite work that way. But the audience that I'm talking to today, all of us, probably need to be reminded once in a while that you have to rest. We need to rest. I want to read from the book of Hebrews. That'll be our text this morning, and then we'll wrap it up. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did, but the message they heard was one of no value to them, because they who heard it did not combine it with faith. Now, we who have believed enter that rest, just as God had said, so I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, and on the seventh day God rested from all his work. And again in the passage above, he says, they shall never enter my rest. It still remains that some will enter that rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Therefore God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as it was said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would have not spoken about it another day. And then this is the kicker for us to hear today. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, beckons God's people to enter the rest that God has already prepared. Luke read the passage from the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20 about the purpose of Sabbath. It's a little interesting. In Exodus chapter 20, the purpose is rooted in creation. God worked 6 days and then he rested, and so we should do the same. In Deuteronomy 5, which is the other place the Ten Commandments are found, the purpose of rest, the purpose of Sabbath, is rooted in God's deliverance of Israel from the bondage of Egypt, saying that your rest, your remembrance, is tied to God's redemption of you. And all of these things kind of mix together in the New Testament and the idea of what is the purpose of rest. You see, rest is about being reminded that the whole world doesn't revolve around us. No matter how busy you are, or how important you think you might be, or how important a task is that you have to get done, it's not that big of a deal. When the Hebrew writer says that God has prepared a rest and he's called it today, he's saying that rest already exists. And so the purpose of rest, the purpose of Sabbath, is to remind ourselves of the perspective that we need, to remind ourselves of why we do the things that we do, that the world isn't revolving around us, and that there is a higher purpose for us. There's a time to work, for sure. Ecclesiastes says as much. But there's also a time to rest. And all of us need to find really what the million-dollar message is from the Bible, and that is balance. Find a way to balance rest and work. I don't know what message you need to hear this morning. All of you work campers probably need to go home and take a nap. But the rest of us, I don't know what message we need to hear. Maybe you need to get to work more. The great thing about spending a week with teenagers is you learn a lot about their work ethic. You can't hide it. It just kind of comes through. You can say that you worked hard. You can say whatever you want to say. But anybody who comes along can just witness it. People have different work ethics. And the problem is some people aren't able to relax. Some people aren't able to rest. There's a piece of rest in Sabbath that's also worship. It was an intentional part of God's intention for creation that they would rest, that they would remember. It's the one commandment that isn't a thou shalt or thou shalt not. It's honor your father and mother, remember the Sabbath. Those are the two, right? Remember the Sabbath. Our country used to be more formidable when it came to the idea of Sabbath. Sunday was a day that no stores were open, no sports were happening, nothing was going on, and it was easy to rest. Now, Monday almost seems more restful than Sunday, because Monday, all I have to do is go to work and I can get back into the grind. We've tried to pack so many things into our weekends, so many things into our off days that most people don't look at them as off days. And we laugh about it and we complain about how busy we are, but I'm telling you, at some point, we have to identify this as a spiritual issue, that we're losing something vital in our faith when we're so busy and running around like crazy. As a matter of fact, if you really honor the Sabbath today, you're going to look really weird to people. If you have a day where you don't do a whole lot, and you probably, I'm guessing, at least for our younger families, have a tinge of guilt when you tell somebody that. Because it's part of the culture. Well, we did this, and we had this, and we had this, and we had this. At some point, God calls us to just take a break. It's interesting, the Sabbath in the Old Testament was a weekly observance. 6 days you work, one day you rest. 6 days you work, one day you rest. There was a rhythm to it. But it wasn't only a weekly rhythm. There were also feasts and festivals, remember? At certain times of the year, they would take not only a day off, but they would take a week off. Vacations are a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual concept. Because I don't know about you, but a lot of times, and I'll tell you right now, this coming week, one day ain't going to be enough. We need a longer bit of rest for our minds, for our spirits. Maybe you're caught up in a job and you feel like I haven't had a chance to get away in weeks or months. Eventually, that will be destructive to you. Eventually, it will be destructive to your family, and certainly, eventually, it will be destructive to your faith. It's something we need to model for our children, that they see not mom and dad working constantly and never have time for them, but they appreciate the fact that there was a time where they left their regular chores and responsibilities, and they focused and had time together. That we model to all of the people in our church and to our community that there is a time to just, yeah, there's always things to do, but we just have to tell ourselves, I'm not going to do them today. I'm going to focus my time on my faith of God and my family or my church. Honestly, if we're getting honest, remember I'm a little persnickety, so I'm going to call everyone out. The church needs a little bit more time and attention from your faith and your time. We're so caught up in all of our other things that there's a lot of things around here that are getting undone. And so we have to look in the mirror and say, maybe there's a time for me to focus my Sabbath rest working for the Lord alongside my brothers and sisters in our church. Rest isn't an option. It's vital and essential. It's something that we can model for a community that's so caught up. I mean, one of the top-selling things in a gas station right now are probably energy drinks, which I don't quite understand. But I do know that there's a lot of people who use energy drinks, who use caffeine to push through what their body is saying, hey, you need to take a break. As Christians, let's not do that. Let's own the fact that we have a higher calling than any of the busyness that is calling us in this world. Certainly there are busy seasons, but there are also seasons of rest. This morning I would invite you to, let's sing this last song and hopefully enter into a period of rest and worship.